come along with me as I consider that old, gnarled, and twisted peach pit, you know her, you love her, artistic bitterness. I'm pretty sure we've all fallen prey from time to time, and I set out to discover what causes it, how to avoid it, and how other artists of history eluded its gravitational pull and found a way to keep working. Put a dash of bitters on your lemon peel and chase it with some black coffee, because we're diving into bitterness today. See you in a sec. You are listening to Pep Talks for Artists, a podcast offering small words of encouragement to all those shuffling along the artist's road. I'm your host, Amy Toledo. So I was watching this TikTok video where a woman was hilariously recounting all her many misfortunes in love and career. She's an actor. Sort of like a voyage of self-discovery through rejection. And she's now writing a book about it, or at least making a podcast about it. Her name is Kirsten Lyons. And this video is part of a trend on the app where you take this gospel song that is one of those that seems to end, but then like a few moments later, it starts up again, and then it ends, and then it starts up again, and over and over and over again, just like that. And it really struck me as an analogy that could be also applied to any type of creative life. In Lyons' video, she tells the tale in captions while dancing in overalls in her living room with a big goofy smile of moving to LA to become an actor at age 21. She's then told she's not attractive enough for parts. She falls in love with a male model who cheats on her and bails 2 months before their wedding. She starts writing as a form of therapy, but then that takes off and she writes an entire one-woman play about it called Crushed, which a big producer sees and offers to pitch it to a TV network, but then ghosts her. And then an agency shows interest in it, so she restages the whole thing and they buy tickets, only to also ghost. They don't even show up. And she's now picking up the pieces, trying again to regroup from this battering pursuing a career in the arts can wreak. Kinda sound familiar? Way too familiar? Uncomfortably familiar? Yeah, no, me neither. I find myself often comparing weathering the lulls in an art career as wandering around in a desert. Another desert wanderer, Lawrence of Arabia, from film, when found to be whining about said desert, was told matter-of-factly, "Lawrence, only two kinds of creatures get fun in the desert, Bedouins and gods, and you're neither. Take it from me, for ordinary men, it's a burning, fiery furnace." As a fiery furnace walker myself, I've been thinking about bitterness lately and how to keep it at bay as an artist. And I don't know about you, but I've personally gotten rejected from everything I've tried for this year. And it's so easy to get discouraged and catch a sullen case of the why bothers. As we all know, art is long. And to make myself feel better, I decided to check out people who had had long careers and who maybe didn't get, air quotes, discovered until later on, and how they dealt with years and years of working in obscurity. How did they persevere and finally find an audience for their work? In Enrique Martinez Celaya's book, On Art and Mindfulness, my new favorite book, he says, quote, "Navigating a career is not easy. Expect to be thrown about by rejections, indignities, and by your own ambition. You will be challenged by the sacrifices you and those around you have to make. And you're likely to be battered by the uncertainty of whether these sacrifices are worth the potential rewards. You will have to contend with your own doubts and limitations, as well as the loneliness that comes with setting yourself upon the artist's course in the first place. To keep at it with dignity and without bitterness, find beacons that guide you and meanings that sustain you. End quote. So what are some beacons we can look to? Okay, well, unfortunately, we can't look to Marston Hartley. Fairfield Porter once encountered Hartley at an exhibition and found him, quote, bitter and contemptuous. But he said further in a letter to John Brooks, quote, however, he is a real artist who deserves better treatment from the world. Hartley's still lifes have more life than, for instance, Grant Wood's People. Even more humanity, end quote. Grant Wood was kind of having a moment right then. And P.S. Yes, Fairfield. Hartley's still lifes, like, punch you in the face with their crude black outlines and sheer physicality, making each delicate seashell or pink flower seem as heavy as a boulder. We stand. But I digress. And it's easy to say, you know, bitterness is a colossal waste of time, because of course it is, and that we should all focus on gratitude and the work, and yes to all of that, but it's still hard out there in the burning fiery furnace. Even a great painter like Marston Hartley let it eat him alive. It flirts with all of us at different times of our lives. So, okay, back to the beacons. Who can we use as talismans against the bitter brew? First, I thought of Louise Bourgeois, who didn't get discovered by the art world until her 60s, when the feminist movement was getting going in the 70s. And they plucked her and her jam-packed studio full of years of unseen work out of obscurity and thrust her into the light. In the book Runaway Girl by Jan Greenberg and Sandra Jordan, she's quoted as having said, my first experience of great luck was that I was not picked up by the art scene, and I was left to work by myself. I did not consider I was ignored. I considered that I was being blessed by privacy. End quote. And then second, I loved what painter Carmen Herrera said in a Town and Country interview with Grace Bonney. She said, quote, as time passes and you make pictures and works that hardly anyone notices, then self-confidence kicks in. Being ignored can feel like a form of freedom to do whatever you want. But the thing is to go on doing. Do not give up. On the contrary, do more and enjoy. To hell with fame and acclaim. It is fleeting. End quote. And then who else? In 13 Artists Give Advice to Their Younger Selves by Alexa Gotthardt on Artsy, Lori Simmons says, quote, don't panic when nothing is going on in your career. It's the best time to work. Unencumbered and with no deadlines. Just figure out how to stay alive and appreciate those periods of freedom, end quote. And in the same article, artist Liam Gillick says, I would reverse the idea completely, aka stay in the moment, the present. Don't ruminate on the future, end quote. So by staying in the present, we only know one thing. We are making the work we need to make right now. The things of the future that we can't know are, we'll never make it. We'll never win that grant. We'll never get into that gallery. We'll never be successful enough to not claim a loss on our taxes. That's a personal one for me. We'll never catch a break or find a lot of time to work, get into that residency, and never be known. In a way, I think bitterness is the result of sucking on a sour apple Jolly Rancher of envy. We see others' successes and we're reminded of what we lack. I mean, just open Instagram and it's a literal bulletin board of what other artists are achieving. And it can feel like a smack in the face. And then the loser vibes descend. And then besides Instagram, you know what else really, really bothers me? Statistics. Please miss me with those. It seems like every day some new researcher is popping out of Yale or Harvard with a demoralizing study about how hard it is for artists to succeed. Okay, and they're not totally wrong, but why do we have to read about it? Our friend Carmen Herrera says in that same Town and Country interview, quote, "The key is not to be at the mercy of statistics. Find something you love to do and never retire," end quote. Because stats can only show us the past, and the future can't be known. It's crucial to not let the bastards get us down. No matter the pie chart, we're not stopping. We desire later generations of artists to see us and take inspiration from our courageous, creative, crystalline hearts. Right? Am I wrong? Also, if the art world is overlooking, then we need to make space for the overlooked through writing, curating, exhibiting, sharing, blogging, and recommending. As artist Portia Munson once said on this very podcast, yes, I'm quoting my own podcast, I Am an Ouroboros. She said in episode 23, quote, "Make it up. Make up your world. Make it better. Make it more interesting. Make it different in a better way," end quote. In other words, we have agency. We can make it up. Bitterness is a slippery slope from envy into fear, into the fear that we have failed. That's it. We're a flop. It's all over. Take the L. But Brian E. Robinson says in Psychology Today, in his article, "The Bitter Pill You Must Swallow If You Want Success," quote, "Failure is a frame of mind. You don't actually fail until you choose to put that label on yourself. When you call yourself a failure, you start to feel, think, and behave like one." Failure and success are flip sides of the same coin. Twins, not enemies. You can't have a right without a left, a back without a front, or a top without a bottom. Smackdown moments are unavoidable, and success is built on them. Avoidance of failure turns into avoidance of success. It might be a bitter pill to swallow, but to attain what you want, you must be willing to accept what you don't want. End quote. And so, what if the statisticians are right and most of us are doomed? What is doom? Are we living in the fourth dimension creatively and making mind-boggling, astounding art? Are we loving the act of working and seeing how deep into the mind of our craft and ourselves we can go? Are we surrounded with stalwart artist friends that can lend support and a critical eye? What is the meaning of that top echelon of success? Success has its own downsides, namely extreme market pressures that can stifle creative risk and encourage product making. I mean, it makes sense. It's a strong pressure when money and critical acclaim are in the offing. Who among us would be 100% immune? But back to Enrique Martinez Celaya. He says, quote, "Handling success can be as treacherous as handling failure. Many say, I won't be corrupted, but experience shows us something different," end quote. In a way, then, I think it's good advice to use the more under-the-radar times in our careers for extreme experimentation and for honing our voices to diamond-like points. You know, while we have the chance or the privacy to risk it all. There's a freedom in no one giving a crap. It's a glorious fallow field where the weeds grow large and wild. Let's get freaky while nobody's looking. One of my favorite comedians is Maria Bamford. And she was on a podcast once and said something so profound that I lovingly and painstakingly played and paused it to get a full transcription. It's about staying in the creative moment, no matter where you are in your career trajectory. She said, quote, "Totally be yourself, like do what you love. And even if you're the only person who loves it, at least you'll love yourself." It doesn't get any better in creativity. When you have more prestige, it's always the same amount of joy. So don't wait to enjoy yourself. If you're already feeling stressed and like you've got to get somewhere, that is not going to change 12 years later or 20 years later. You're always going to feel that way. So enjoy, enjoy, because this is all there is. End quote. God, I love that. I really love that quote. Pure solid gold. And all that talk of joy made me think about how kids make art. Like, it's just about the surprise and pleasure that comes from the act itself. The child is open to trying anything and isn't self-editing. They aren't negatively comparing themselves to others because they're just so entranced with their own expressive experience. And then that made me think of Shinryu Suzuki's beginner's mind philosophy from Zen Buddhism. Quote, "In the beginner's mind, there is no thought, I have attained something. All self-centered thoughts limit our vast mind. When we have no thought of self, we are true beginners. Then we can really learn something. The beginner's mind is compassionate. It is boundless." End quote. And never bitter, my note. So let's recap. There's no success without the twin of failure. Privacy yields the best work, so use it while you got it. Enjoy making, because that's the only real constant in an artist's life. Let's be beginners. And be like a gospel song that keeps coming back strong when they think we're out of the game. And go.
You've been listening to Pep Talks for Artists. We really appreciate you stopping by, and we'll see you next time.
Psst! Three very special guests joined me to help me make my outro this episode. Thank you very much to Steve, Abby, and Claire. And also find me on Instagram at Pep Talks for Artists. I really appreciate you stopping by. And I'll see you next time.